The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
3 years ago, when Camilla Muhammad was 19, she worked for a fast food restaurant in Roanoke. She prefers not to name which one, but she no longer works there because of an experience with a coworker.
He would give me kissy faces and talk about my body inappropriately and that kind of stuff and call me names and ask me to send him pictures, and I was not even I didn't even want to engage in it. I wouldn't engage in it. I'd just be whatever, I'm trying to do this right now. But it just was over and over and over.
Muhammad reported the harassment to her manager, but was told to ignore the man and keep working.
And it came to a point where he blew up at me, threw dressing on me, verbally assaulted me, and then I was actually the one that got sent home, and he got to stay and work.
Muhammad's story is not unique. Fight for 15, an advocacy group for low-wage workers, brought attention to the issue, filing federal complaints on behalf of workers who allege assaults at several McDonald's across the country. For her part, Muhammad says she isn't interested in lawsuits or even getting anyone fired. She just wishes her boss would have stepped in to help create a workplace where she felt safe and could do her job. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.